Yeah, so this is a film on Netflix, Extraction, which is a thriller starring Chris Hemsworth, originally called Dhaka, adapted from the graphic novel, loosely adapted from graphic novel, See Your Dad. Chris Hemsworth is this kind of world-weary mercenary, essentially. He's enlisted to rescue the kidnapped son of a crime lord. And to do this, he must extract the son. And to do that, he must kill a frankly staggering number of people with guns, knives, bombs, boots, you know, whatever comes to hand. That's what he does. And he's very good at it. But because obviously this is a characterful drama, he is also haunted. He's haunted by the image of a child in his past. And so therefore he has something approaching a death wish. So although there's all this action and all this chaos and all this carnage going on, there is something else darker in his past, and a bond starts to form between him and the young lad that he has rescued. Here's a clip.
What were you going to ask me?
If you were always this way, you know, brave.
I'm not brave, mate.
Of course you are. You rescue people.
Yes, yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I do other things.
Like killing people?
Yeah.
My father, he kills people too. Sometimes I would sit with him at dinner, look at him and think, he just killed somebody else's father that day. And I'd feel sick.
Yeah, when he says sometimes he does things like killing people, but most of the running time of the film, that's what he's doing. This is written by Joe Russo of Avengers fame and directed by Sam Hargrave, who's a stunt specialist. And boy, does it show, because the main sort of virtue, the main selling point of the film are some real virtuoso action sequences. There's these sort of, particularly the main extraction itself, but there are these chase sequences that go, you know, in through buildings and out through windows and down doors and along streets and into cars in kind of quite breathless, what appear to be single shots, you know, very, very sparse editing. And those sequences are really, really kind of well executed. I mean, they are done by somebody who understands the extraordinary logistics of action sequences. And during those sequences, you can forget the essential emptiness of the film itself, because in the end, the film itself, the story is very throwaway and the characterizations are very thumbnail and the kind of backstory is pretty perfunctory. And there's darkness and there's suffering in here, but therefore I must, you know, run around and do a lot of bad stuff. Not so much. But the sheer orchestration of some of the action set pieces really is quite breathtaking. And there's one particular sequence in it in which I thought, okay, this is... It's a car chase going through really, really sort of crammed streets. It was making me think of The French Connection. And believe me, I don't think of The French Connection lightly. So there are some very well orchestrated action set pieces, not a whole bunch else.